Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2, we find the provocative words that tell us that a curse without a cause does not alight. And those words are interesting, and they speak to the fact that a curse, or you could say it's been described as some unseen force working evil in somebody's life, does not light or land upon someone's life without there being a cause behind it. And we've been talking this week about the scriptural principle of curses and blessings, and how oftentimes you can observe in a person's life that there seems to be some, you could say, dark or unseen force working against them. You may hear them say things like, why does everything always go wrong for us, no matter how hard we try? Or perhaps you'll observe a pattern of disaster and accidents or tragedy following a certain person or family. And it would almost seem as if they were cursed in some way because they could never seem to get victory. Now, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the blood of Jesus. Jesus himself becoming a curse, or being made a curse for us, according to Galatians 3:13. And so the Christian life should not be marked with evidence or symptoms of a curse operating in it. However, we will occasionally observe this even in Christian families, and it's important to study the scripture to see what a possible source could be where a person could be experiencing or encountering such difficulties in their personal life. God intends for his people to walk in victory, for us to be overcomers. In fact, the word tells us that Christ Jesus leads us in triumph in all things, implying that regardless of what you may encounter or what you may go through in life, Jesus is able to lead you in triumph and in victory through, over, and above it. And yet, many Christians seem to have no victory in their lives. We've studied this week some curses and the causes of those curses as they're outlined in the Old Testament, how disobedience to the principles of God can open a door for a curse to alight on a person or on a person's life or in their family life. Some of the areas we talked about included idol worship or having images or representations of false religions or false gods in a person's home, as indicated in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 and 5, and then also in Deuteronomy chapter 7, where we're warned not to bring anything like that into our homes. I'm reminded of a story that I was told by a gentleman who had heard me preach on this very subject. After listening carefully and examining the scriptures that I presented in that particular discussion, he went home and destroyed a particular object that he had picked up in a foreign country. He had gone on a biblical archaeological expedition for approximately 7 weeks in the Holy Land. And while he was in the Holy Land and in some surrounding countries, he had taken some photographs of some temples of idol worship and a specific god in this foreign country, as well as taking pictures in Israel and some of the sites in the Holy Land. Ever since he had returned, his business had been having difficulty. He was having financial problems. He normally was very successful and things would go well for him, but suddenly he was having some reversals. And one of the symptoms of a curse operating in a person's life, as we see in Deuteronomy chapter 28, one of the areas that will be affected, and you can look it up for yourself in verses 17, verse 29, verse 47, and verse 48, are that the financial resources or of a person will be affected by lack, by insufficiency, by working hard and it not coming to fruition. The idea of lack harassing the person's finances and their possessions. And this is exactly what had begun to operate in this gentleman's life. And not only that, he had also, over the period of time since he had returned from being overseas, was being harassed at night in dreams where he was being chased through his own house by some dark figure he could never quite see. And those two things were really troubling him as he sat and listened to my biblical discussion of how a curse will operate against a person even unknowingly, if they've brought things into their home that perhaps are images related to false religions or the like. He immediately went home and destroyed some photographs he had taken of this idol temple and the image that they had set up in front. Within a week, his business situation reversed. It was very dramatic, and he testified about it the following week, and as well, the nightmares that he had been having completely stopped. And I bring that story to your attention to simply say that well-meaning Christians who are spirit-filled and love God can still open the door to the operation of a curse in their life unknowingly or perhaps ignorantly through disobedience to the Word of God and the principles of God, as this gentleman did. He destroyed it, he repented of it, and the situation completely reversed. Some areas I want to talk about today are the areas of self-invoked curses that can bring difficulty into your personal life. We know from Proverbs 18, verse 21, that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and that the person who loves it, loves the tongue, the power of the tongue, will eat the fruit of it. I want to say to you today that words spoken by your own mouth can oftentimes result in either blessing or cursing in your life. We live in a society where speaking against yourself is rather commonplace. You'll hear people say about themselves if they make a mistake or if they drop something or if they lock their keys in the car. You idiot, why did you do that? Speaking to themselves. And when a person proclaims over themselves that they are an idiot or other similar deprecating terminology, they are literally cursing themselves. I've heard people say things like, "What are you, brain dead?" and that sort of thing, referring to themselves, or "I must be getting Alzheimer's," and things like this when they momentarily forget something and they do not realize the power of those words, because the Bible says death is in the power of the tongue and life is in the power of the tongue. And we are also told, as Moses told the children of Israel in Deuteronomy, that "I set before you this day life and blessing, death and cursing. Choose life." We have to make a choice every single day not to curse ourselves. We have to make a choice every single day to speak life and blessing, because that's the will of God. When we do the opposite, we are out of the will of God and we are in disobedience and we are in sin. And that's an open door for a curse to be able to alight, you could say, upon your life. God does not want you cursing yourself, not your physical body, not your mental capacities, not your future, or any other area about yourself. God wants you to stand in agreement with Him regarding what He would say about you. And yet many people unknowingly go about cursing themselves. Then they do not repent of it because they don't recognize it as sin. Then they have this unrepented of sin in their life, which is an open door for the enemy to come in and bring destruction or tragedy to them in accordance with their own words about themselves. The Lord would give us this injunction to choose life. Self-invoked curses have a lot of power. I shared early in the week how when I was a young woman, I would say over and over and over again, "I will never have children. I will never have children." As a teenager, I repeated this multiple times. And then as a young adult, after marrying, had many problems with the area of childbearing and was repeatedly miscarrying and having problems with this. And the Lord showed this to me, and I was able to confess it as sin and renounce that curse upon my own body and ask God to cleanse me and help me, and it changed the whole situation. And I was able to have a beautiful, healthy child without any problems at all with the birth or the pregnancy. And many people invoke curses on themselves unwittingly, as I did as a young person. Do you speak negatively or hopelessly about yourself or about your family, about your marriage, or about your children? You have to make a decision that you're not going to curse yourself, your children, your marriage. If your children are giving you difficulties at this time, don't say they will never grow up or they're never going to mature. This person's going to be 30 years old and still living at home. When you say things like that, you're cursing your own child to a life of immaturity. Speak life and blessing over them. Speak what the Word of God says over them. Trust God to take care of it. And do not invoke a curse on your own children or on your own self. Right now, if you feel that the Holy Spirit is showing you that you have cursed yourself, follow me right now in prayer. Say, Father God, I confess cursing myself as sin. I renounce the curses that I have proclaimed over myself. I retract and revoke them in the name of Jesus. And I stand in agreement with your word about my life. I believe you bore on the cross for me every curse that could ever come upon me by becoming a curse for me. I now choose and accept your release from these curses against my life by faith. I receive my release now, and I choose life and blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to choose life. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. And have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.